Imagine you were able to shift your whole way of thinking within yourself and your whole way of self-belief, and you were able to take that to like the highest place of like, I can achieve anything. There's nothing I cannot achieve. And I think very highly of myself. Like, I'm absolutely phenomenal. I'm absolutely extraordinary, but actually feel that. Imagine that you could do that. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode on the Luke Mindpower Podcast, a blessing to be alive. How are you doing? Hope you're doing fantastic. First thing you can do right now is take a moment and write things down on a piece of paper in the comments, wherever you're watching, wherever you're tuning in, or if you can't write anything down, two things that you're grateful for straight away. What are you grateful for? I'm grateful for this podcast. I'm grateful that I'm breathing. Mindset is everything. Okay. One of David Power Talk's t-shirts he was selling when he was doing his events, and I saw actually one of my clients wearing it as well on our coaching session. Said mindset is everything. And I was like, you know, it is. It's the way that you think about stuff. And when you have a positive mindset and you're able to see the positivity in every single situation in your life, that's where you have more peace. Don't get it twisted, but when shit's not going your way and you're in a toxic relationship or doing something that you don't enjoy, working for someone that you don't like to work with, surrounded by people that don't really inspire you or empower you, or you're not in the best place, well, if you change your mindset, that's not going to change anything. The only way that's going to things that are going to change is when you actually make the conscious choice of like, well, this is not a healthy environment for me. This is not a positive environment for me. So no matter how I change my mindset, if my mindset's like, oh, but look at the bright side. At least you're alive. But look at the bright side. At least you've got a bed to sleep in, you know, but you're surrounded by negativity and shit. Well, that's not going to change shit. You've got to become aware of what it is that you're surrounded by and take action. You know, I posted something on my Instagram today and it was, you know, you are a light, right? You are a bright light. And it's just a reminder that that we allow the world to force us in not force us. I mean, we don't allow the world to force us, but because of our insecurities and doubts and fears and the way that we've been conditioned in our own mind, we shrink ourselves. We're not the best versions of ourselves. And this is one of the challenges that we deal with, you know, and we're not standing up for ourselves. We're not speaking our truth. We're not owning who it is that we are. And then what happens? What happens if you shrink yourself? Well, you're being your true authentic self. So, and if we go deeper into that, it's like, well, we're people pleasing. You know, we're codependent on the external world to make us feel good enough. We want to fit in. We want to be included. You know, it's an innate nature for us, you know, that we want to feel loved. We want to feel supported. We want to be a part of community, you know, and I guess in my coaching programs, that's a lot of the success comes from the community, you know. And I go back to China. I was in a team, you know, when I was living in China in the Shaolin Temple. It was part of being a team. So I understand the concept of community and the concept of like surrounding yourself with a good community, a good environment. But many of us, we didn't have good environments growing up, or we were lacking in some areas, for example. You know what I mean? I think some of our parents just did their best in raising us, but you know, it's up to you to decide like what's missing, you know, and many of us can have amazing lives, but there's something missing. You know, some of us have achieved goals that other people wish or would have dreamed of achieving, but there's still something missing, you know. So, and this is the thing, like I've worked with so many people now that this is what I'm seeing, the common denominator. Like you can have success, you can have the money, you know, you can have everything going for you, but internally you're still not happy. And it's like, why is that? What is it within us that we're not happy about? And a lot of the times it's not feeling enough, you know, it's not feeling good within ourselves. Like no amount of money is ever going to make you feel enough. Money is amazing. It's a powerful tool. It's energy. It gives you options, gives you the power to travel and to pay for food and rent and all that kind of stuff. But internally, you know, a lot of us are living with that, you know, constant external gratification. Like if I buy this car or that handbag or whatever, that I'm going to be happy. And it's temporary happiness. Yeah. You know, that big TV that you buy, it's or that nice watch, you know, it's temporary. You enjoy it and it's exciting for the first couple of weeks, whatever. But then eventually you get over it and you move on to something else. But we have a lot of memories, a lot of experiences, a lot of circumstances, a lot of stories that we've ruminated on over time. So, and it's funny because it's amazing how some of these experiences of being bullied or physically abused or, you know, being called names or being judged or not being accepted, or you know yourself that you never really fit in, you know, to some of your peer groups or friends or groups or whatever it was, like, and you were called names, or even you just being self-conscious about your physical appearance or whatever that is, you know, everything comes from somewhere, you know, and so it takes like a little small experience for you to go through when you're a teenager or even now. Like if you're in a, like, let's say you're in a really abusive, mentally abusive or physically abusive or whatever that is, like right now, it could be a friendship, it could be a work environment, could be your relationship, could be with a partner now that is just really, really, really manipulative or deceiving or, you know, it's really has a really negative effect on the way that you think about yourself. You know, and you still haven't got the courage to like leave that toxic environment, for example. This experience is like basically conditioning and shaping the way that you think about yourself. And it's another common denominator I've heard so many through working with so many people is like, oh, you know, I knew, but I still didn't leave. It took me another 4 years to leave. It took me another 7 years to leave, for example, you know. And it's like, why do we do that to ourselves? Why don't we leave straight away? And again, what does it come down to? Well, you know, I didn't have the confidence, or, well, I needed the financial security. Oh, well, I didn't believe in myself. Oh, well, I was just comfortable. I didn't know like what would happen if I made the change, you know? And so the one thing that we have to come back to is realizing that, you know, change is hard. It's uncomfortable. But staying the same and staying where you are, that's even harder, you know, and you don't want to get like, this is a sign. If you're listening to this right now, this is a message, man. If you're in a really shit place right now, you know, think about in 12 months time. Imagine that in 12 months time, you're still in the same space, in the same place. Like I would neck myself, not literally, you know, neck myself as in cut my neck off. But I'm saying, like, if I was still here in this same freaking apartment doing the podcast, still like being here where I'm at in 12 months' time, I would be fucking furious. You know, like, I just can't help but grow. Like, you know what I mean? Like, my next episode is going to be in fucking Poland. You know, it's like, well, not actually not, probably like in 5 episodes time because I'm going to Poland. But like, it's this journey of like growth, evolution, and moving forward. You know, making progress. Progress equals happiness. You know, what's the definition of success? Are you moving forward? Are you making progress in your life? You know, and it's like one of the biggest reasons for depression or for us feeling unhappy or unfulfilled is we're not making progress. And a lot of the times we're not making progress is because we're living with a limited way of thinking of ourselves. You know, imagine you were able to shift your whole way of thinking within yourself and your whole way of self-belief, and you were able to take that to like the highest place of like, I can achieve anything. There's nothing I cannot achieve. And I think very, very, very highly of myself. Like I'm absolutely phenomenal. I'm absolutely extraordinary, but actually feel that. Imagine that you could do that. This is one of the biggest challenges that we are dealing with right now as to the reason why, because a lot of us can't even actually see, and that's why we don't believe it. You know, we can't see the future and we don't think that it's possible for us. We just look at other people and we go, well, they're lucky. You know, they're lucky that they're successful, or they're lucky that they've got a lot of money, or they're lucky that they're living that life, you know? And it's like, oh my gosh, like all you see, when you see successful people or people with like thousands of followers or whatever you see that you admire or are inspired by, it's called a journey, you know, and whatever you want, it's proof. There is proof that you can achieve whatever you want. whether it's a healthy relationship, whether it's a beautiful house, whether it's traveling around the world and working from your laptop, whatever it is, it's possible. Like, there's so much, like, if you can look at social media for one thing, go, what the fuck does social media show you at all? Like, at least it shows you that it is possible. Like, whether or not some of these people are living genuine lives or whatever, but I believe a lot of people are. There's a lot of content on there that is legitimate. And so if someone is doing something that you enjoy or you would love to do, it means that it's possible. You know, I love what Les Brown says. You know, he says that, you know, if you believe it, you can see it. See, many of us are the other way around. We're like, no, I'm not going to believe it until I see it. And then you're just shooting yourself in the foot, you know? So imagine you woke up, or imagine you're just listening to these podcasts and you're just like, I'm just going to completely change my mindset. I'm going to completely think differently about myself now. Even, and this is the challenge, ladies and gentlemen, right? Because from these experiences that we've been through in the past, whatever that story is, whatever those experiences were for you, whatever it was recently, maybe you just came out of a toxic relationship, or maybe, you know, you just came out of a family, you know, feud or experiences with family that over time have continuously just dragged you down, draining you, putting you down all the time. Maybe you're just constantly overexerting yourself and people pleasing all the time. And so you've never, ever actually like stood up for yourself. You never actually made any positive changes or started to pour in or put yourself first ever. And you go, okay, like from now on, I am going to completely change the way that I think about myself and see myself. Because this journey of like building that confidence, building the belief that it's possible for you. I mean, when I first started, like I had to have a community that helped me to believe in myself. You know, then as I started growing, I started connecting and attracting different people into my life that saw my greatness, that also were able to pour into me and were able to believe in me and help me believe in myself when I didn't really believe in myself, even though I was telling myself that I believed in myself, even though I was speaking my truth, I was doing content on social media when I didn't really believe in myself because I hadn't manifested any evidence. There was no like materialization. I was not making money from what I was doing at the beginning. I was still a chauffeur driver. I was still had a car and I was driving to the airport picking up airline pilots. Like, and I'm here. I am posting content on social media, doing some personal 22-day mind power challenge. That was what the Dream Chasers was back in 2018. And I was doing a 22-day mind power challenge. You know, there was like 20 people there. Now there's over 22,000 in my Facebook community, the Dream Chasers. If you want to join us, just go to Instagram, click the link in my profile, and you'll see that it says free community, join. You know, and in that space, it's like we have so many amazing people, but I'm saying like you got to get into an environment that is positive, you know. And at the start of the journey, right, again, it's like how can you believe it when you don't see it? And I think back to my journey, I'm like, yeah, how did I believe in myself when I couldn't see what was going to happen or transpire? You know, I wasn't like 2018 imagining like all these clients, all these people that I've worked with and helped and coached, and I didn't see my podcast and all this stuff that I'm doing. I didn't see me traveling and all that stuff. Like I didn't. But there's always an inner knowing that you're meant for more. And I believe that if you're listening to this podcast, wherever you are on YouTube or Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, wherever, Audible, Amazon Music, wherever you're listening to this podcast, I believe that you're meant for more. You know, you're not meant to just stay where you are. You're meant to step into your power. The confidence to be able to step out and say, hey, this I'm going to do for me. And I know that it may hurt your feelings, but my feelings are more important. You know, a lot of us are just so selfless. We've been programmed like that. I also believe that it's such a powerful thing to liberate yourself, you know, and to be the leader, be an example, be the light, be that role model. Especially if you're in an environment that doesn't complement your life and in an environment that, you know, doesn't reciprocate the same love and energy that you put out. That's something to take note of. Self-respect is like the most important part of like you going in the right direction and you attracting the right people into your life. And many of us don't respect ourselves. We allow other people's opinions and we put other people first, and we care so much about other people's feelings, which is beautiful. It's so nice that we care about other people's feelings, but it shows also as a reflection of how we care about our own feelings, that we care more about other people's feelings than we do about our own feelings. And I'm like, that's fucked. So you stop fucking doing that. You know, it's nice to care about people, but it's so much fucking better to care about yourself. You know, you always are teaching people how to treat you by the way that you treat yourself. And many of us just don't practice that. We don't do that. Why? Because we feel guilty, you know? And so this is where everything does change in your life, because you start to realize that there's a lot of rumination that's been happening from one event. Some of us, just one event. There's just one event in the past that has caused you to feel less than, or to feel insecure, or to feel negatively about yourself. And over the course of the rest of your life, that one experience gave you this sense of not feeling enough. And then it also created other types of behaviors of, you know, people pleasing, or, you know, being dependent on something or someone else to feel safe, because you never felt enough or you never felt included. So now you're constantly, unconsciously, constantly trying to like fit in and people please. And give to others so that they love you and that you feel accepted. And that makes you feel a little bit like you're enough, because people see you, you know, that external validation. And really all it is, it's just a mindset. But over time, that's a lot, man. Like over time, the way your mind works over time, rumination continuously with whatever that story is around that experience that you went through. And especially like, you know, so relatable to like negative toxic relationships that some of us have maybe been to, where we've just been brought down continuously, or not respected or not loved or not appreciated. And we feel that, and we go through that continuously, it knocks us down. And over the course of like 20 years, man, that's fucking fucked. That's detrimental to your bloody mental health, mate. You're fucking going, why do I have anxiety? It's like, because you've fucking been thinking like shit for yourself for your whole fucking life. You know, why do I feel so low? Because your thoughts are shit, man. You know, how the fuck are you supposed to feel good about yourself when you're thinking shit about yourself? You know what I mean? Like, wake up, people. You're listening to the Luke My Power podcast. I keep fucking telling you, man, unlock your fucking greatness if you listen to this shit. You know, if you're listening right now, man, share this fucking episode with bloody five people of your friends, mate. This is how we change the bloody world. Spread the positivity, spread the self-awareness, spread the fucking wake up, man. You know, that's what the whole purpose of this journey is. You're not listening to fucking sit here all by yourself. You're listening to here to be the fucking change in the world that we need. Like I see so many people are like saying, this is the cause of anxiety. This is the cause of depression. And it's like, people, are you fucking waking up, man, or what? Like, your environment is everything. So many diseases and fucking diagnosis and all this shit is because of a shit environment. Shit fucking parenting. Fucking negative environment. Fucking arguing and fighting, and it's a fucking stressed environment. How the fuck do you think a child's going to fucking grow up in being all healthy and shit when it's in a fucking stressful fucking environment, people? Like, for real, man. And then fucking, you know, you think that that's just how it is. It's like, it's not fucking, how the fuck do you think you're going to grow up and be successful when you've been surrounded by fucking shit people pleasing you, fucking feeling guilty for doing what's right for you, and you're thinking that life's just going to fucking get better? No, it's not. It's going to get fucking worse if you don't make some fucking changes, if you don't invest in yourself, you don't start becoming a better version of yourself, you don't stop fucking surrounding yourself with fucking shit people. You know, with fucking traumatized people that aren't fucking willing to do the work for themselves. And it's all right, man. I know you've got this fucking big heart and you want to fucking help everyone. You know, you want to try and maybe I can help them change. Maybe you need to fucking help yourself change first. You know, like we do. I know you want to help other people, but man, you haven't fucking fixed yourself yet. Wake the fuck up. Go and fucking fix yourself. Then go be the change to the world. You know, so many, I can't leave them behind. Yes, you can. You fucking lose yourself in the fucking process. That's the biggest problem. You're willing to sacrifice yourself because you think that you want to help other people change and heal and shit. You haven't done the work for yourself. You end up losing yourself. You know, so many of us are trying to take people with us when we start to grow. And this is a reminder for you that the only person that can go is you. And that's not to say that you need to leave your kids behind or whatever, but I know this is the crazy shit, ladies and gentlemen. When you start taking action and working on yourself, stuff gets left behind, man. Relationships break up. You know, very like, and this is the sad truth, guys. Like, it's very rare in my experience coaching that a relationship, there's only ever been one time, yes, for me, where a relationship has mended and become stronger and better because someone started doing my work. All the rest of the times is because we are in our own way, and a lot of us are staying in relationships that are very toxic and unhealthy. It's not until we start working on ourselves that we become so aware that we're in our own fucking way, and that relationship is then severed because you realize that, oh my God, look what I'm tolerating. You start to learn to love yourself and build confidence in yourself, and you go, fucking hell, man, it's my fault. I'm the one that's fucking myself up because I'm continuously surrounding myself with this bullshit. I'm tolerating crap that I shouldn't be. Oh my goodness. And it's not just relationships, guys. It's friendships. Do you know what I mean? Like, when I started doing this work, I just naturally didn't gravitate towards the people I was surrounded by anymore. I had to fucking go. I had to leave everyone. Not because I didn't like them or I hated them. It's just because I knew that they weren't going where I was going. And I knew that I didn't have the like-minded mindset to be able to like talk to them either, because the conversation didn't flow. It didn't match the energy. Like, I can fucking, when I talk to someone, I'm tapped in, man. Like, if I'm not vibing with you, I'll sit there like sometimes and be like, wow, I'm not feeling it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what happens when you start growing. And that's why, like, it's incredible when you surround yourself with like-minded people, you know, you can feel the connection, the exchange. You know, and it's flowing. It's like, wow, this is good. I'm giving energy. I'm receiving energy. I'm giving energy. I'm receiving energy. And it's a good conversation. It's a good exchange. But you pay attention to whether it is a friend or family member or whatever about how you feel afterwards, after you have that conversation. Is there a connection? Do you feel drained or lower than what you did when you first started the conversation? You know, and I know it's like, that's why I have a very small circle. That's why, like, one of my, you know, best friends, Danilo Gravina, like, I vibe with him so much when we chat, when we catch up, because we're like-minded, because we're following our dreams, because we're growing, you know? And everybody else, for me, I didn't feel it. Even though some of them are becoming successful in their own right, the connection wasn't there, you know? And so I know you can look at it and go, oh, fuck, man, that's sad. And it's like, I know, like, but it's part of growth. And that's why I say you don't actually have to force anything in terms of severing relationships. It's just that you'll find it difficult to stay close to people that are not on your frequency. It's just a natural cause of effect. You don't even, like, I know that some of you guys are aware, but some of you are not aware. But one thing that happens when you grow, whatever's unhealthy for you, whatever drains your energy, whatever depletes you, whatever doesn't empower you or complement your life, once you start taking action and becoming a better version of yourself and working on your personal development and building self-love, whatever that is that doesn't complement your life, it'll go. Whether it's you that does it or whether they start fucking talking to you in a specific way and you're like, oh my God, this is disturbing my peace. You know, once you get used to peace, man, you don't sacrifice that shit for no one. If someone doesn't bring you peace, as I always say, fuck it off, you know? And sometimes you don't even have to be the one that fucks it off. They just fuck off because they can't deal with your energy anymore. They think you're fucking crazy and shit. They're like, this person's fucked. And you're like, ah, what can I say? I'm stepping into my greatness. I love myself. I'm fucking shining. I'm a bright light. I can't help that you can't receive my energy. I can't help that you can't fucking see my greatness. That's not my responsibility. I'm not here to fucking open your eyes. I don't need to convince you. I don't need to convince you of nothing. The only person that you need to convince of your greatness is yourself. It's your responsibility to talk to yourself, to have your own back, to think highly of yourself. If you haven't thought highly of yourself up until now, now's the time where you change that. Now's the time where you go, you know what, man? It's time that I actually start thinking highly of myself. And this is the challenge. I'll go back to this again because I was talking about this before. The challenge is that when you haven't achieved any results, it's hard to believe it. Now you can say, yeah, all right, I'm going to think highly of myself. Okay, I'm amazing, I'm powerful. Especially like when you're not as successful as you want to be. Maybe you're in debt right now. How the fuck are you going to think highly of yourself when you're in debt for it? I was in debt for fucking till I was 28. And that was shit, man. Like paying money to the bank and like just working week by week, like paycheck to paycheck. You know what I mean? Like that was crap. It was absolutely shit. And I get that, you know, but I'm telling you that you can get out. And I'm reminding you to keep going and that there is freedom up ahead for you. And if you're listening to this podcast, then it's going to manifest for you. I don't have a doubt about it. You've just got to keep showing up, keep learning, keep investing in yourself, keep believing in yourself, keep loving yourself. You will grow. Okay. But when you're in this place of basically surviving, you're just surviving, you know, day by day, week by week. How do you think highly of yourself? Right, when you're not in that place where you want to be. And then you're looking around on social media or people that you know. And you know what pisses me off? This is something that pisses me off. You know, I was always the one that would, I don't know if you guys have this, but I'm sure you do. There's always someone else in your family that you or someone that you know that's really successful. You know, it's like an uncle or in my case, brother-in-law, even my uncle as well. Like, there was always someone else, you know, that I knew that was successful. And I was like, fucking hell, how come it's not my dad or how come it's not me? You know, it's always someone else that I know them. They're not far away. Like they're a close relative and shit, but it's always like, it's not you. It's like, fuck, you know, cause it's still not close enough. Like you can, they can be family or whatever, but how are you going to reap anything from it anyway? Like you can be inspired by them, but it's not you. And I remember I used to always think like that, you know, I'm just like, fucking hell, man. Like it's always someone else. It's always someone else, you know? So it's not until you like, you know, pull your finger out and go, yeah, I'll make it me, man. Like I'm the one. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to live my freaking dreams. You know, and I think we get stuck in not only the mindset of believing that it's possible for you, but it's the process, you know, and it is a freaking grind. Like it is, man. Like it's lonely. It's stressful. You know, I've been burnt out like fucking numerous amount of times. Anxiety, depression. Like these experiences, not when I say depression, I'm not like depressed, like I'm fucking gone for like a month where I'm just like, don't want to get out of bed. No, not like that. Like you just have these really low points, low moments because you're pushing and breaking through to these next levels, you know, and that's where it's really uncomfortable. So, you know, you need the right team, you need a coach, you need the right people in your life to support you, you know, when you're going through this journey because it really, really is uncomfortable. And then sometimes there's things that you just keep to yourself and you deal with yourself, right? But I think that's the challenge because we haven't manifested what we're looking for in the reality that we have right now. Hence why thinking very highly of yourself is a very, very big challenge right now. So if I can use myself as an example, it's like positive affirmations, speaking to myself, empowering myself, talking positively to myself, you know, and then having faith and trust in the journey, you know, trust the process. It wasn't so much earlier on in my journey that I was like fully like trusting God or whatever. I went to more the universe side of things. Now I'm like both, you know what I mean? Follow, trust the universe. God has your back. You know, I really believe that there is this higher power. There is this, you know, because I've had too many, the thing is, it's like, well, how do you know? And I'm like, well, because there's too many synchronicities, man, too many signs. I've seen too many signs. And then if you go deeper into like, well, fuck, how are we created? Where do we all come from? Like, we're amazing people, you know? And it's like the people that I have that are close to me that I've attracted into my life because of the work that I do, like, they're angels. Like, I feel like the people that have come into my life were sent from God. Like, they are angels. The universe was like, Luke is on a mission. And I'm telling you, man, you will also appreciate and receive the same when you make the decision. When you open your heart and you say, I'm ready for this mission. I'm ready to grow. I'm ready to go on this journey. Man, God will say, okay, guys, we got a new member. Somebody else has decided to wake up to their greatness and start this journey. Let's send them someone positive. Let's send them an angel to guide them and to give them a sign or to push them or to lift them up a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I have constantly experienced this, like, in my journey, and like the people, these angels for me, like, that have come into my life, like my manager, my sisters, my Danilo, like, just my team that I work with, my mom, my dad, like my uncles, my cousins, like all these people play, are like, but my friends from the past, like the girls that I spent time with in the past, like that I was rejected by, these were all experiences that came. But now as I started to grow, there's people that came to actually lift me up, you know? And it's just like, fuck, it's amazing. It's incredible, guys, but you got to say yes, man. Like, you got to let go of what's weighing you down, you know? And once you give yourself permission, because that's the only person that's stopping you, you have to give yourself permission. And if you're watching and listening to this right now, I want you to, like, if today is a day of change and healing and transformation and awakening for you, please do me a favor. Send me a message on Instagram and say, Luke, today I gave myself permission to change and transform my life. Like, for real, send me a message. I want to hear from you. Send me a message and say, Luke, today is the day that I give myself permission for change and transformation. And don't send it if you're not serious, okay? Because what you're really doing is you're declaring to yourself, you're making a conscious declaration. You're saying, whatever's draining me doesn't serve me. I'm actually going to let it go. Don't message me if you're in a toxic relationship and you ain't fucking standing up for yourself going, I'm fucking done. See you later. You've given them enough fucking chances. You know, don't message me if you're still in that fucking job that you fucking hate, or letting people fucking put you down at work and you haven't left the fucking job yet. Message me when you've taken action. And let me know that you just gave yourself permission to change your freaking life, because that's real change, you know? And you got to take that risk. It's a risk, man. Everything's a fucking risk, you know? Walking out onto the street, onto the footpath's a risk. You might get hit by a fucking bus. Everything's a risk, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I know that, like, especially in the divorce rate is huge. Divorce, like, it's so sad that, like, so many people believe in love. It's beautiful. But then 50 or 60% of people get divorced, you know? But I also want to commend you. If you're one of the percentage of people that went through a divorce, I want to commend you, man. Because it takes courage to believe in love. It takes courage to love, you know, to believe that this was the person that you were supposed to stay with for the rest of your life, that you were supposed to be with them, you know, the courage, the risk to start a family, to have children, you know. Like, that's a huge fucking commitment, man. That's wow. You know, if anything, man, give yourself some credit for trying, you know, even if it didn't work out. But change your mindset there, right? Because what you want to realize is that everybody comes into your life for a reason, to teach you something that you didn't know you needed to learn about yourself, so that when you keep moving forward, you may not tolerate some sort of experiences or behaviors or people treating you a specific way because of what you've experienced thus far and what you tolerated for so many years. And that's one of the best gifts that you can receive, is saying, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for this relationship, even though it ended. I'm so grateful because it taught me what I needed to learn about myself, because now I see myself in high regard. I'm not going to tolerate that kind of stuff anymore. I deserve to be treated with respect because I respect myself. That's beautiful, you know? And so give yourself this gift of hope that there's more opportunity out there for you. There's more healthier relationships out there that you're going to attract into your life. that your change is around the corner, and your change starts when you say yes to yourself and when you give yourself permission. Not when somebody else comes to you and says, hey, I think it's time that you started to live your dreams. I think it's that you started to do what's right for you. Fuck off, man. I think it's time that you started to say this for yourself. I think it's time that you started giving yourself permission and saying, you know what, man? I want to get the best out of the rest of my life. And the only way that I'm going to do that is by showing up for me, saying yes to me, believing in me more, loving me more, nurturing me more, respecting me more, you know? And that's where everything changes, because everything starts with you. And this life is here for the taking. And there's a lot of negativity out there, but I encourage you to focus on what you can control. We don't appreciate the impact that we have on the people around us by living with gratitude, by you know, putting out positive energy, by being a good person, spreading positivity out there. We don't realize how much we actually impact people around us. And more of us need to come together. More of us need to work on ourselves, you know, to heal from the past, to heal our insecurities, overcome those fears and doubts that we have within ourselves, the judgments that we have within our own mind about how we perceive ourselves and how we think of ourselves. And the more that we do that, the more that we then inspire people around us to do the same. And I think there's no greater gift that we can give to the people that are close to us is by being a leader and stepping up and being a good role model for change and spreading positivity out there and showing what's possible when you believe in yourself, because that's really what's required of you, is to believe. Believe that you can change. Say yes to your transformation, to your healing, to the next level of your life. Be grateful that you're here and know that where you want to be, you can actually get there. And all we want to do is use the power of your mind to imagine. Because if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. Your mind is so powerful. You're listening to Luke Mind Power. And when I started making changes, man, I didn't realize that I was making changes because I was using this beautiful gift that we have called a brain. We have a powerful mind that you can use for your benefit to make really, really good decisions for yourself, so that you start thinking very highly of yourself, thinking in a positive way, and knowing that anything that you want in your life is possible, even if you haven't achieved it yet. Everything will change when you change. For real. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for showing up. Thank you so much for being here. It's a blessing to be alive. I'm so grateful to be here on Instagram and Facebook and all my platforms, TikTok and YouTube and Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please do me a favor and leave me a 5-star rating and a review. I appreciate you. And if you do that on Spotify as well, please take a screenshot of it and send me a message on Instagram and I'll send you a surprise. I appreciate you all so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for not giving up on yourself. We all play a big, big part and a big role in this journey of evolution and transformation and changing the world. I'm not here by myself. I know that you guys are with me and I'm with you as well. So please keep persevering. Please keep showing up. And I know that you will win in the end, and we'll do it together. I'll see you on the next episode. Peace out.